You're listening to That's What They Say here on Michigan Public.
While you may not find comfortability in many standard dictionaries yet, it is out there in circulation with comfort and comfortableness.
That's what they say. I'm Rebecca Kruth, and I am joined by University of Michigan English professor Ann Curzan. Welcome, Ann.
Delighted to be here.
Today we have a question from Keisha. Keisha says, while watching TV, I heard the announcer use the word comfortability, and it made me cringe. Well, I don't think this is actually a word. My inner wordy, there you go, Anne, is wondering if there is something to this construction. What do you think, Anne? Is there something to this construction?
There is something to it, and I appreciate the inner wordy standing up for it and saying, let's be curious. Rebecca, I think we should start with pronunciation, because in the same way that many of us say comfortable as comfortable, moving from four syllables to three, I think comfortability for many of us sounds less awkward if it's comfortability.
And I'm not even going to try to say that because I was trying to say it earlier. And I almost think I have to say it, comfortability, but I can definitely see why some people would shorten it.
And it's out there. Let's back up to comfortable. This is a French borrowing. We see it by the 1400s to refer to something that is supporting or reassuring or consoling. That meaning is now obsolete. But by the 1700s, comfortable has come to mean things that will sound familiar, something that affords tranquil enjoyment or contentment, a comfortable house, a comfortable bed, comfortable clothes. So it can also be if you're in a state of tranquil enjoyment, you're free from pain and trouble, now free from stress or tension or doubt. So all the ways that one can be comfortable, you can also have a comfortable salary, which is enough to satisfy one's needs. The noun has long been comfortableness. You see this as early as the late 1500s for the state of being comfortable. Rebecca, how do you feel about comfortableness?
Comfortableness. I don't think I ever use that. Ever.
And we can come back to that. Comfortableness is living alongside comfort. So you have this noun referring to a condition of feeling physical ease or relief from pain or stress, also the condition of well-being or contentment. So Rebecca, even if you don't use comfortableness often, is there a difference for you between comfort and comfortableness?
Yeah, I think so. I think of comfortableness as something that makes me feel like physically comfortable, like a pillow that helps keep my back from hurting or something when I sit on the couch. But I could also say that the pillow brings me comfort because my grandma embroidered the pattern on it or something like that. You know, it's more of an emotional thing.
I completely agree that comfort I could use for the physical and the emotional, and comfortableness is the physical ease. Now, that able suffix and the ity suffix are both productive. And I reached out to my colleague Chris Palmer at Kennesaw State, who has been studying the rise of different suffixes. And he notes that over the last few hundred years, we've seen the rise of ity, gaining ground on NESS. So a nice example is the adjective productive. You had the noun productiveness, which is more common from 1800 to 1910, and then it gets overtaken by productivity. I think we're seeing some of the same thing with comfortability overtaking comfortableness, which it looks like it has done. Neither of them are very common. I will say that comfortable is a slightly odd adjective in all of this. It's different from an adjective like reversible, more complicated than we can get into here. But the critics call comfortability verbal junk. I wouldn't want to say that. You will hear it, for example, in sports, where people will talk about this player's comfortability shooting left-handed versus right-handed or something like that.
Well, I guess it's just something we're all going to have to get comfortable with since it's clearly out there. And thank you so much for telling us about it, Anne.
I think it is most certainly a word to watch.
Ann Curzan is an English professor at the University of Michigan and the author of Says Who, a kinder, funner usage guide for everyone who cares about words. We look at the evolution of language Friday afternoons at 4:45 and Sunday mornings at 9:35 here on Michigan Public. You can also subscribe to the show wherever you get your podcasts. And if you've got a language question for us, email us at language@michiganpublic.org.